prisoners of war. Many psychologists are prohibited from employing certain methods of mental manipulation, torture, and emotional control in psychological experiments in order to avoid the permanent harm that they may cause their experimental subjects. We will cover some unethical experiments in the next chapter. These experiments inadvertently, or advertently in some cases, disobeyed ethical codes, and thus are considered forbidden. Generally, the term forbidden psychology refers to psychological methods and applications that are not ethically permitted or socially acceptable. But you'll be surprised how many people employ these methods on the sly. From the office sociopath to the advertisers behind the TV and magazine ads you see every day, you're surrounded by people using forbidden psychology on you. Throughout your own lifetime, you've probably always used manipulation and other forms of forbidden psychology on your loved ones to get your way. In addition, you're living in a country where your government has used unethical and forbidden psychology to gain control over enemies and to perform successful interrogation and torture. When people use forbidden psychology on you, they're taking control of your mind in some way. Sometimes forbidden psychology hurts you, and sometimes it has no effect on you. Sometimes it even helps you. After reading this book, you'll be surprised as you begin to recognize the